Have any of you had COVID? You have? Okay, would you set up a chair way in the back? And we'll... See, in the old days, no, yes, it... just bring me a cake. In the old days, if you had a disease, as we hear from Scripture, you were set apart from the community. And you could not live with your family and friends. In fact, how many have seen the movie Ben-Hur? Okay, you know, his mother and sister got leprosy. And so they were exiled to this encampment for lepers. And basically, if you had leprosy, you were going to die of it. A horrible disease eats away at the body. And so when Jesus talks about healing, when we have in the Old Testament, we have a horrible disease, and Jesus shows the people that he has power even over this horrible disease, and he heals. In the Old Testament, people would have to say, I'm unclean, and avoid people. And here Jesus is healing a leper and bringing him back into the community. I mean, what this leper must have felt when he was cleansed of his leprosy. Can you imagine the joy he would have had? Because he would have seen how this destroyed families, destroyed individuals. And here Jesus loved him so much that he healed him. And of course, Jesus says to him, don't go around telling people about this, but he was so filled with joy and gratitude that he shared the good news with others. So Jesus heals. Now we know, of course, that bodily illnesses are one thing. They can destroy our bodies, but they cannot destroy our souls. The disease of sin is far more deadly if we don't attend to it, because that can kill our soul. And so we may not be lepers, we may not have had COVID, we may not have had the flu, but if we've ever sinned, we know that we've had this disease, and God, as we know, is willing to forgive it. We go to confession, we say, Lord, I have done X, Y, and Z, and through the priest, we get absolved from those sins, and we go out cured, we go out healed, like newborn babies, and it's all free. And it's true, it's real, it's powerful. The sacrament of confession does wonderful things to us, not just absolve us from the sin, but gives us grace so that we can avoid the temptations in the future, and not just avoid the temptations, but to do the good, to be virtuous people, to say no to vice, yes to virtue, and to practice the virtues. So we too have experienced the healing of Christ in our lives again and again and again. Right now, as we celebrate the Eucharist, it has the power to forgive venial sins. So right now we're being forgiven of sins. So as I say, leprosy, horrible disease as it was, and I think there's still a few places where there is some leprosy, it can only destroy the body. It can't destroy the soul. And certainly our concern is that we want to be healthy, not just in body, but certainly also in our souls. And we want it not only for ourselves, but we want it for other people as well, because that's why we are members of the church, the body of Christ. We've been given the commission to go out and to share the good news, which is news about healing, with everyone. And that's what Paul says. Paul says, be an imitator of me as I imitate Christ. Christ was a healer. He was one who fed the people. He was one who taught people. And Paul again says, I'm doing it for the salvation of all. Again, that's our commission. We are called to go forth and bring salvation in Jesus Christ to other people. If we want to do that well, we have to stay away from sin, or when we do sin, we have to be healed of it, absolved of it, so that we can better share that gospel message. There's very appropriate readings today because Wednesday, as you know, we enter the season of Lent, and the season of Lent is all about looking at our lives, kind of rooting out the areas of sin, looking at where we get tempted, what our buttons are, and through prayer, through almsgiving, through fasting, we're supposed to go deeper and deeper into our lives so that we can be more and more healed by God, so that we can take those sins, lay them at the foot of the cross, and say, Lord, I give these over to you, and I ask for healing. I ask for forgiveness. So 40 days to repent. Now, we're supposed to be doing that every day, but the church is wise enough to know that we don't do it, so we have this wonderful season that is set apart specifically for repentance and getting our acts together, to renewing our faith, to draw closer to God and further away from whatever disease of sin is in our hearts or in our souls. So, yes, we've all experienced illness, disease, the disease of sin, certainly, but we have a God who wants to forgive us. And no matter how many times we fail, he will forgive us if we go to him and ask for forgiveness. So again, during Lent, we have an opportunity to spend time with the Lord, to say, Lord, okay, reveal to me some of the areas I'm not aware of so I can be more aware of them and avoid them. Forgive me for my sins. Strengthen me in particular virtue so that I can be a stronger imitator of you, as was Paul. Help me to realize that I'm here for the salvation of everyone else, just as Paul was. So the more we root out those evils, those sins, those diseases in our minds and our hearts, the better equipped we will be to go forth and proclaim the good news of salvation. So in just a few days, we begin that wonderful season. And incidentally, the church refers to it as a joyful season. Joyful. Repentance, joyful? Yes, because when we repent, we are freed from this burden of disease which gets us down, that gets in the way of our ability to better show Jesus Christ in our lives. So yes, it is a truly joyful season. So let's prepare for that in the next few days, kind of decide what we want to do. What are the priorities we're going to engage in during Lent? For example, what about prayer? What can I do about prayer that's different from what I'm doing now? Or maybe I'm not doing it all. Maybe just 5 minutes once a week just before I go to bed. What other disciplines do I want to put into place? What kind of fasting? Fasting from angry words? Fasting from criticism? Again, it's all up to us, but whatever we do it mindfully so that we can be aware of how God has healed us so that we can go forth and be healers of other people. So, upcoming 40 days of joyful season to look into our hearts and minds and do some spring cleaning, to clean out, root out the evil, the disease that we have there, so that we can better be the disciples, the joyful disciples that we were created to be.